This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Kate Collin and this is 6 Minute English. Today I'm joined by Jackie Dalton and we'll be talking about keeping in touch the old-fashioned way. Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
A quick question for you to begin with.
Okay.
I'd like to know, when was the last time you wrote a letter to a friend or relative and posted it? Not an email, but a real letter.
Well, funnily enough, it was only about a week ago, which I think is quite unusual nowadays.
Yes, it certainly is, because in this modern age of emails, texts, phones, Facebook and Skype, we seldom take the time to put pen to paper and write a letter. Can you tell me what put pen to paper means?
Yes, this is an expression which means to deliberately write something down, a letter or a story or a poem perhaps. So putting pen to paper to write a letter is certainly becoming less common these days. And it's quite sad because until very recently, writing letters had been our main way of communicating with friends and family. And now the tradition seems to be dying out.
Yes, but now, of course, we have so much technology available to us that we can communicate with people all over the world in a matter of seconds. It's so much easier than it used to be.
Exactly. We no longer have to go to the bother of writing a letter, buying a stamp and posting it. We can just click a few buttons and our message is at its destination.
Later in the programme, we'll be hearing from someone who still prefers to write real letters rather than emails. But first to my question for this week, which is an easy one. When we talk about the postal service in the UK, we sometimes jokingly use a nickname. Do we say A, slug mail, B, worm mail, or C, snail mail?
Ah, that's an easy one. It's snail mail.
All right, well, we'll check your answer in a few minutes. But first we're going to hear from a girl called Liz. See if you can hear what she liked about receiving letters when she was younger.
It was having something that came through that was yours and someone had taken the time to write to you and... because no one else can open your post, it's really private as well, and it's exclusively just for you. I found that really exciting.
She said it was having something that came through that was hers alone. We often use the phrasal verb come through when talking about a letter or a parcel which is posted to us. For example, my exam certificate came through this morning. She liked the fact that someone had taken the time to write to her. This means to actually spend the time to do it. And she said that a letter was private and exclusively for her. Exclusively meaning for one person only. It's not public. And it often refers to something quite luxurious or special.
What else is she like about receiving letters? Listen to find out.
It's so tactile as opposed to any kind of technology. And because the method is so traditional and long-standing, it just seems a lot more real.
She said it's tactile. What does tactile mean?
This means nice to touch. And I think she's talking about the fact that letters are real and you can hold them as opposed to just reading things off a computer screen.
And long-standing?
We use long-standing when we talk about something that's been taking place for many years. A tradition can be long-standing, for example.
So what do you think? Do you like it when a letter comes through for you?
Yes, I do, actually. I much prefer to receive a real letter than an email.
Well, many people would agree with you. And before technology played such a huge part in our lives, lots of people used to have pen pals. These were friends who kept in contact through letters, hence the name, as pal is another word for friend.
Yes, there are a lot of advantages to having a pen pal, including the opportunity to practice reading and writing in a foreign language, to improve literacy, to learn more about other countries and lifestyles, and to make friendships.
Many people are still keen on having a pen pal and often use a special agency to put them in contact with someone in another country they can write to. Another way of saying this is to link up with someone. Liz has a few pen pals. Let's hear what else she has to say.
I've got 3 pen pals now. They're all based in America. The pen pals started through some research I was doing when I found the Letter Writers Alliance on the internet. It's like a dating service, but for pen pals. They just link you up with somebody else, and all you get is their address, and then you just start a dialogue with them.
She said she linked up with some of her pen pals through an agency, which was a bit like a dating service. It seems to work, though. Some people remain pen pals for only a short time, while others continue to exchange letters for the rest of their lives. and some pen pals eventually arranged to meet face to face. There are even stories of some pen pals getting married.
You can still have a pen pal even if you prefer to use email. These are sometimes called key pals, as you write letters using the keys of your computer rather than a pen. Let's have a quick recap on the vocabulary we've come across today.
We had to put pen to paper, which is to deliberately write something down. Came through, or to come through, a phrasal verb we use when talking about a letter or a parcel that's arrived. Taking the time, to spend the time to do something. Exclusively, which means special, for one person only. Tactile, nice or pleasant to touch. Long-standing, something we've been doing for a long time. And to link up, another phrasal verb meaning to connect with.
And finally, to the question I asked at the beginning of the programme, the term we sometimes use for the traditional postal service is...
I said it was snail mail. As compared to email and the telephone, sending a letter is as slow as a snail.
That's right. Thanks, Jackie. Until next time.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.